Well, if you bought a ticket to a concert or a sporting event lately, you know how much the price has spiked in the last few years, sometimes costing thousands of dollars for the big-name performers or the hugely popular teams. Well, there's been a move in Maryland to try to make that process of buying tickets more transparent. State lawmakers in Annapolis passed legislation to make it clear how tickets on resale sites like SeatGeek and StubHub are actually sold, and what the seller and the company has to disclose about the ticket, specifically if they have the actual ticket.
Well, here to help us better understand what the bill bans and how it will impact those of us who are looking forward to a summer of concerts is Anne Arundel County Democratic State Senator Dawn Guile, who sponsored the legislation. Senator, thanks for joining us. Can you give us the 10-cent tour of what this bill tries to do and how it will work to help those of us that can go to those concerts, hopefully, and those sporting events this summer?
Yeah, sure. This bill does essentially four main things. So the first thing it does is require greater transparency in ticket prices. So this would require each step of the transaction. A lot of times we have this frustration when you go to buy a ticket. It shows an amount on the first page. You get to that last page and just about ready to buy the ticket. And all of a sudden, there's all these fees that are added on to it. Also, you may not know exactly where the seat location is. So there's a lot of lack of clarity as on the information that you're given for these tickets at the outset. So this would require that greater transparency at the beginning. It would also ban speculative tickets. Now, this is something that I learned about in the course of doing this bill, is that these are tickets that people don't actually own. And they will go to sell the ticket and create false urgency on these like secondary sites. It can happen even before the tickets go on sale at the primary market. And we worked closely with Meriwether Post Pavilion, one of our big concert venues here in Maryland. And they said that this has been a really frustrating issue because it leads to driving up ticket prices. Another part of this bill is that it would make certain requirements for refunds. Your show's canceled, you got to get your money back. And then finally, it would require the Office of the Attorney General Consumer Protection Division to do a study on the ticketing market here in Maryland and make some recommendations as to what we can do in the future to remove a lot of that deception that occurs here in the ticketing industry.
Senator, assuming the governor will sign this into law, what can we as consumers do and what should we look for when it comes to buying tickets from the other sites that are not the actual venues?
Just make sure that when you go to buy a ticket that are not the actual venue, that you're buying a ticket from a reputable place. Another thing that we learned about are deceptive URLs. Now, this happened here in Annapolis. Nutcracker was doing a show. The local Annapolis Ballet Company was doing a Nutcracker production around the time of the holidays. And we heard a lot of complaints from certain consumers that they would go online looking for tickets in order to purchase a Nutcracker. A grandmother wants to take her, grandkids to see this Nutcracker performance. And tickets were going for $250 when you could buy them directly from the venue for $20, $30, much, much less than what secondary ticket markets were trying to sell them for. And a lot of them were using what's called deceptive URLs. And these are websites that make you think that you're getting them from the primary market, but are not really the primary market. So I would just caution when people are going online to buy tickets, do a little bit of comparison shopping, but also make sure when you're looking at it that these sources are indeed reputable sources.
Senator, thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me.